The easement in Sawyer County is part two of a forest legacy program started last year. About $2.5 million in federal Forest Service money would team with $2 million in state stewardship dollars and go to the Plum Creek Timber Company. Chief State Forester Paul DeLong says eventually about 18,000 acres could only be logged sustainably and not sold for development.
The owner of the land, whether it's current or a future owner, will need to be managing according to an approved forest management plan that assures the land is managed in a manner that can produce a flow of timber long term and also maintains water quality and wildlife habitat.
DeLong says public recreation will be allowed on the land, which is just south of the Chippewa flowage and connects the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest with protected lands of the Lacoudere Band of Chippewa. DeLong says the Forest Legacy Program recognizes industrial forest companies have been selling land and that development is fragmenting the North Woods.
I believe this is a good contribution to our overall effort to try to reduce the rate at which we're seeing our larger blocks of forest land fragmented, whereby they start to lose the public values that we've so long treasured here.
Governor Walker and the legislature's Joint Finance Committee still have to review the stewardship spending for the Sawyer County property. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.